Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We've seen secret forced inoculations of children in the UK and now Australia. We've seen the governor in New York say, we're going to take kids and give them shots no matter what their parents say. California passed a law where 12-year-olds and up can do it without their parents' consent. And in places like Toronto, Canada, and Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, they have ice cream trucks. I'm not joking. Look it up. They drive around and give the kids shots without their parents even knowing. This is a criminal revolution, a new world order. And Robert Barnes, not just a lawyer, is working with Robert Kennedy Jr., who's doing an amazing job fighting all of this on attempts to inject District of Columbia children without parental consent. Barnes, tell us about that.
So two things have happened. Essentially, D.C. passed a law and then put in procedures. First, to use the COVID vaccine on public school children without their parents knowing about it. But then they took it a step further. They instructed doctors and medical staff to falsify documents so that they lied to parents. And they created fake medical records for parents, with a different set of medical records secretly being kept by the state and the school, so that parents who already had religious exemptions under the law, already had medical exemptions under the law, were not going to know that their kid had been secretly vaccinated against their will without any aspects of informed consent taking place at all. And what the striking thing about this was not just that aspect, but was that other aspect of having doctors forge documents to lie to parents, so that parents don't know what their own children's health treatment actually is because of the school. So Bobby Kennedy has brought suit against the District of Columbia, challenging all of it, noting that it not only violates parental rights under the Constitution, certain privacy rights under the Constitution, informed consent rules under the Constitution, but also it violates religious rights under the religious statutes that were passed in 2000 by Congress. Because this is deliberately their primary target are religious kids, religious parents who have religious exemptions. For example, there's people that have exemption that have a religious exemption to this particular vaccine because some of it was used with stem cell research. And so people that oppose stem cell research don't want to support this vaccine, so some of them have used that as a religious exemption. They're deliberately targeting religious exempt kids, so they're going to secretly vaccinate them without the parents knowing, then lie to the parents by having doctors forge documents and the schools forge documents, create fraudulent documents to lead them to believe it didn't happen. And this is a big suit being brought by Bobby Kennedy against the District of Columbia, exposing all of this first and foremost, but also challenging it on constitutional and federal statutory grounds. And it has an excellent chance of winning.
And then we see the sitting president of the United States, and we see the press spokesperson, Jen Psaki, saying, we've got to stop this person. I mean, since when does government go to big tech and say stop a person when all they're doing is telling the truth? I mean, this is a perfect storm of evil, Barnes. I shudder to think if we don't stop this and if we don't fight back, what they're going to do next.
Yeah, exactly. That's why Bobby Kennedy's also brought suit in federal court in California. It's going to go up to the Ninth Circuit because he was one of the first targets by Fauci and crew for removal from the internet, for removal from big tech. This is a guy who, when he simply cited the VAERS data we were talking about earlier, Facebook and Instagram completely banned his account overnight and then libeled him to the world, said he was spreading misinformation when all he was spreading was the government's own information from the government's own database. That is how insane this environment has got. When a guy as famous as Bobby Kennedy, a guy on the left, can't even cite a government database without being banned by big tech, that shows how dangerous and perilous.
And let me say this. Let me say this. I've never been able to get him on the air, but I've had a huge whisper campaigns against him telling me don't interview him. He's bad. No, he's great. He's done great work. He's a great person. His father died for freedom. And I support Robert Kennedy Jr. I think he's doing amazing work. But there is major whisper campaigns against him because he's the real deal and he's a hero. Robert Barnes, thank you so much for the time. Incredible interview. I'm going to air a clip of him talking about Gates and Fauci and their financial corruption when we come back. But real quick again, I love coming on your big show with that great French lawyer, our Canadian lawyer. Tell us about that real briefly. How do people find you and the great show you're doing with other folks.
VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com.
Beautiful.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality herbal food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, evil is flexing its muscles. It's making its big run against humanity. It's taking over every major institution we've learned to trust and love. The Antichrist is amongst us. Leo Zagami will join us, Vatican expert, to talk about the war on conservative true Catholics in a moment. But first, we have a very important clip of Robert Kennedy Jr. with Naomi Wolf. He's laying out total truth here. I've researched it all. What he's saying is true about Fauci and Gates. Here it is.
I mean, that's what we've been talking about from the beginning. This Gates has these incestuous relationships with Anthony Fauci that go back 20 years, where he's, you know, paying Fauci, and they have all kinds of really corrupt financial entanglements with each other. They, you know, he brought Fauci to his house in 2000, and his $189 million house in Seattle brought him into the den, sat him down, and said, I want to have a partnership with you.
Whoa.
The way that Fauci explains it is that Fauci would develop the drugs and then pass them on to the drug companies, to Merck, Sanofi, Gilead, Johnson & Johnson. Gates would then guarantee markets in Africa through his control of WHO.
Oh, wow.
And those companies don't want to give vaccines to Africa because it's very uncertain. You know, Botswana has a government this year that says, yeah, we want them, and not next year. And Gates, because he controls WHO, he controls those countries, because WHO pays for their health ministries and supplies all their HIV medications, and they have to do what WHO tells them to do. So he can require those countries to buy the vaccines from these companies, and he then is invested in the companies, in Merck. He owns, you know, and by the way, Gates has no pretension that he gives a crap about public health. His other investments are in tobacco companies, in processed foods, in Coca-Cola, in Cargill, in Monsanto, in Philip Morris, in Kraft, you know, cheese, and then all the oil companies, which he owns stakes in virtually all of them. So he's not a guy who cares about climate or who cares about public health. He's a guy who cares about control.
Leo Zagami joins us. I went to Rome 5 years ago. I've been interviewing Zagami for years. I read several of his books. He said that Pope Jorge Francis would be the Pope. He said you'll have a Jesuit Pope, then they'll have the other Pope step down. You'll have two Popes at once. And he said then they'll start having rotating Popes. And I thought, well, I, this guy's smart. I don't think he's lying. But then it all came true. Never happened before in 2,000 years of popes. So he knows what he's talking about. Let me just put that out front for you. And there I was at the Vatican with him at night as thunderstorms were lightning striking the main dome. It was Twilight Zone. And they had armored vehicles drive by and, like, point machine guns at us. We have the footage of this. You cannot make this up. So Leo Zagami, best-selling author, researcher, and, you know, also he's an aristocrat. He's all part of the inside groups in Italy, but he was arrested and run out of the country for exposing this. And he joins us now from the United States, where he is in exile, to talk about this big stack of news I have here, outlawing, which you said even 2 years ago, the Latin Mass and getting rid of any of the Christian tenets in the Catholic Church. So to talk about where the world is today, what's happening, the Vatican basically declaring war on Christianity, the schism that's happening, and what this tells us about where we are in end times. Leo Zagami, thank you so much.
Hello, Alex, and hello, everybody at InfoWars. Well, first of all, we had also a press conference at the Vatican earlier in July with an important statement of the International Academy of the Vatican, which was addressed to all the scientists and the medical associations regarding vaccine hesitancy. So they are actually directly involved in what you've been speaking up until now. Regarding instead the topic of the day, of course, the war has been on the traditional mass which has been put into question since the middle of the 60s after the end of the Second Vatican Council, which ended up in December 1965 in time for year zero of Satanism, of modern Satanism, 1966. From that moment onwards, they started to abolish gradually the practice of Latin in masses, the classic Tridentine Mass, which was basically in place for hundreds of years. And this has been obviously then presented by the Pope back then, who was a Freemason, Paul VI, his own version of the Mass. I have an image here of Papa Montini, which I included in one of my books, because it actually, this image proves with his own signing that he was a Freemason. He actually dedicated this pic to a Freemason friend of mine. And why I'm talking about Freemasonry? Because the liberal side of Freemasonry, which is the prevalent one these days, took over the Second Vatican Council, decided to destroy all the Catholic traditions to gradually prepare, of course, for the one world religion later on. But from 1970, we have the presentation of the Mass that is practiced these days in most churches, the Mass in your ordinary language. But there was still a number of priests that were, of course, still practicing the old school Mass in Latin. And in 2007, Pope Ratzinger actually supported the idea that these communities could still practice the Mass in Latin, the traditional Mass, because, of course, the new Mass is called Novo Ordo Mise, which goes in line with Novo Ordo Seculorum, is the new order of the ages, but it's also the new Mass for the Church, which has, of course, gradually taken over this Latin side and Getticized it. And now Pope Francis this year, with this unprecedented move, prohibits priests in any ordinary parish church to practice this Latin Mass. Eventually they can go to their diocese, to their bishop.
So what does it signify? It's got a lot of conservative Catholics angry. What does it signify?
Because
I'm embarrassed about Europe's Christian past 2 years ago. He said all these abominations, obviously. I mean, what does it mean now? Ban the original Latin?
It means a lot. Okay, it means a lot for non-Catholics. The practice of Latin is essential for the exorcism. A Mass is in itself a form of exorcism. The fact that that Pope Francis has prohibited the use of their traditional Latin Mass inside
the... A demon wouldn't want to hear that.
Yes, in fact, the first thing he did a few months ago was to prohibit such Mass within the Vatican walls. and now is going after all those who practice it. And like I've been saying also in this book, volume 6.66, I underline the importance of the Latin language.
By the way, you predicted on my show like 6 years ago, you said they'd ban the Latin Mass. That's happening. That happened. That's why you're here.
Yeah, absolutely. They are actually going after those people and those priests who still support this form of Mass. They say that basically the document that Pope Francis has issued says that Pope Ratzinger in 2007 wanted to reopen the possibility for the celebration of the Latin Mass only because of the Lefebvreans, of the schismatic groups that wanted more tradition after the Second Vatican Council. The
about what this means and who this current pope is and where you see this going, because obviously big changes are happening right now. Leo Zagami is our guest, expert on the Vatican, big insider, who went public about it all. He was a big Mason. He's a member of the Illuminati, like the original Illuminati. He'll tell us about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Leo Zagami is our guest, best-selling author, researcher, Vatican insider, big top Freemason, got recruited to it, became even more Christian, broke away from it. You know, you'll dutifully, and you're so nice, talk about any subject I want. But I got you on because some of the crew mentioned a few days ago, hey, look, they're getting rid of the Latin Mass. Leo Zagami predicted that many years ago. I don't want to just obsess on that. Where else do you want to go? Because there's so much happening, and I always ask the questions. Finish up the Latin Mass, but what else is front and center for you? What else is really important right now?
Well, there is actually a very famous intellectual in France, which on Monday on Le Figaro, which is one of the main French newspapers, he's an atheist, but he said, I am shocked about what Pope Francis is doing to the church. So his name is Michel Onfray. And so that means really that even the atheists are starting to feel a little bit puzzled by what this Pope is doing. Regarding where we want to go, well, aside from the fact that, of course, this Pope is a facilitator of Satan himself, but that can be said of all the church after the Second Vatican Council, because they gradually are moving towards that one world religion we have talked about many times. And then there is also the fact that, of course, the church has 80% of its members, and we talked about it many times on the show, that are homosexuals. And so they find themselves entangled in this continuous hypocrisy. Pope Paul VI, Pope Montini, who actually did the new mass, wrote it down together with a bunch of Freemasons. He himself had a gay lover he used to go and see in Switzerland, and because of that, and because of the photos that certain Masonic lodges had, they could actually blackmail him even further in accepting certain things for the church. Now we have, of course, a Jesuit Pope, and along with him we have people like Anthony Fauci, who is a Jesuit agent. We have many other Jesuits running the show, including Joe Biden, who is in the White House. So we can say really that the Jesuits are fully in charge, together, of course, with their old-time allies, which are, of course, China and the communists worldwide. What is happening?
And for those who don't know, mainline history, the Vatican opened up China with the Portuguese rudders, right?
It was actually the first people who opened up these relations were Jesuits. It was Matteo Ricci, was a disciple of Ignazio Loyola, because the Company of Jesus, right from the start, when they created this order, this new order within the Vatican, not only they wanted to go against the Protestant world that was reforming, but they wanted to also move towards the East. And in the East, they will do very powerful alliances. Actually, he got to become the assistant to the emperor. And since then, the Jesuits have been present in China. In Beijing, Matteo Ricci has the biggest shrine for somebody who is actually a Jesuit in a communist country. And so here we have, of course, this very strong alliance. The Vatican has been getting, since the election of Pope Francis, $2 billion a year from China, so they can shut up about whatever is going on in Hong Kong, whatever goes on in their concentration.
Well, let me ask you this then. What do we do? Where does this go? Because you predicted you'd have two popes. You predicted it'd be this guy when I was in Rome with you like 5-6 years ago. And I'm like, okay, Zagami, I know you're smart, but it happened a few years later. What are you predicting comes next now?
Well, of course, you have been discussing during the show the fact that there is this vaccine pass, this green pass that in Europe, not only in France, but now also in Italy and in many other countries, will become really the first stage of the mark of the beast before they will actually implement the microchipping. Because from a piece of paper or from actually having it on your phone, then they will get
into the, oh, they're stealing identities, oh, it's not safe. Klaus Schwab says, he says first your phone, then a chip.
But also we have, for example, already in France, in Paris, there is clinics who are, of course, forging fake passes. So with that excuse, they will eventually say, we need to microchip you. So that is basically the mark of the beast. What we have to do, we have to resist, and eventually we have to form isolated communities that are independent from all this. So there is no other option.
Exactly. The future is our own communities. That's everything.
Yeah, how long,
what's the time frame? I know you don't want to say it, but you don't know, but at a gut level, we're doing research. What's the time frame of the Antichrist takeover? How long does this happen? How long we got to survive?
From 2020 to 2030, there's a three stages takeover. The first is bacteriological warfare. The second is cyber warfare. The third is nuclear warfare. So these three scenarios will be unveiled in the next 9 years. The first one is, of course, unveiling in front of our eyes. Now, of course, it's Cyber Polygon, the World Economic Forum with the people at Davos have discussed the next pandemic, which is the cyber pandemic that will close down the electricity in whole cities, will create all kinds of damage. That is the cyber warfare part.
So slow and down. This is huge, because I know you're a top expert. Start over. I agree. First is biological, bacteriological virus. Next is the cyber, which they tell us, and the next is nuclear. Lay that out.
Yes, the cyber warfare basically is already taking place with all these hackers that are working constantly. And then, of course, we have the nuclear. Now, the nuclear is already starting to be announced.
China threatened to nuke Taiwan yesterday. Here's the headline. Fox News. Go ahead. Keep going. Official Chinese Daily. They said, we will nuke Japan.
So, as you can see, gradually these three phases of this period that we unfortunately going to be living, and that will, of course, diminish the population of the Earth, because already the vaccines are made to get less people in the next few years alive. Why? Because they will be affected by it. Also, they will be they will not be producing new babies because they will be infertile. So all this is connected, of course, with the vaccines. People will suddenly die and all that. We already know that. But then we have the cyber warfare for those people who have resisted and who rely on the internet. We need to find alternative means of communicating, and also alternative means of creating our own networks, internet networks, because that's going to be very important.
First they say we're not essential and shut off small businesses. Next they're going to shut off all the other small businesses that are online, only letting big tech survive to consolidate power. It's very simple.
Yes, and you show the cyber polygon. That was on the 9th of July, a very important moment for the New World Order, as well as what went on in the week prior to that in Sun Valley in Idaho. So everything.
Well, let's come back and talk about Sun Valley, Idaho. Give me the floor. And then exactly why did they declare their attacks first before they do them? Because exactly. First they declare everybody non-essential, shut down their competition, consolidate power. Now they're going to say, oh, everybody else is, you know, shut down, can only go to our websites. So how do you get around that? Because obviously that is their end game. Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. Leo as the lion, L-E-O Zagami, Z-A-G-A-M-I.com. Leo Zagami, all his books can be found there. This guy knows what he is talking about. And we are steaming right into this. We've got to get ready. I'm listening to him because I'm getting ready for my family, folks. We tried to stop this, but the enemies launched their attack. This is the Antichrist takeover.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024. And that in 2024, you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would begin to get right with God right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The Alex Jones Show, and I've been asking a lot of questions, making a lot of key points, but Leo Zagami is an expert on world government, an expert on what's unfolding, and he was just laying out bombshell information about the three next attacks we're going to see. We're already in the middle of the biological attack, and what's crazy is the Davos Group admits all this, so I'm going to try to shut up the next 30 minutes, or the next 25 minutes, so you have the floor. Leo Zagami, lay it out for him.
Yes, you said it. Davos is actually trying to find also ways of brainwashing people lately. They have been working closely with psychiatrists, with psychologists. They're finding way of really brainwashing the masses to their own version of reality, which includes, of course, this cyber polygon, which we've been discussing, which was a rehearsal of the future that unfortunately expects us when we're going to have these massive blackouts of the internet. Things are going to go really wrong if you rely too much on this technology. So that's why I said earlier we need to find new means of communications or new means of creating an alternative to the main internet network. And that can be done because it was done during the Arab Spring.
Well, I said you got the floor, but explain. They admit they love to brag. Why do they love to brag, A, and then B, they tell us they're going to end the internet for everybody else but them, so you've got to go to them online to buy things. It's a simple consolidation. How do we fight that?
Well, we fight it by creating our own alternative networks. There is a way. It was experimented during the Arab Springs. You can use an antenna and then pass it on to the next antenna and then to the next one and create like this an alternative to the main internet. That could be possible. Of course, we need to have some technologic advice from people who are experts on the matter. But aside from that, we need to have our own grown food, our own animals. We don't need to rely so much on the general distribution. We have seen what has happened when the hackers have attacked the meat distribution, for example. So that is just a touch of what's going to happen next. And this is going to bring a major chaos and disruption. Then gradually they are forcing people in accepting the possibility of a vaccine passport. But we said that is the initial stage for the eventual and final mark of the beast, which will be, like we always said, and you said it for many years too, a microchip. But then we have the nuclear situation, which of course is going to become a big problem. There is going to be certain areas which are going to be affected both by the so-called dirty bombs, which are quite easy to create for terrorist networks, which of course work for the New World Order. And then we have, of course, frontal attacks with nuclear missiles like the one which is prospected by China that has threatened Japan. When you are using the nuclear, you are, of course, creating a damage which will stay there for hundreds of years. So we are preparing really for a grim reality. But we can, like I said, isolate ourselves, and the first thing is to walk out of the cities, because all cities, regardless who is governing them, will become eventually smart cities. And I've been saying this for a long time. Everything that they deem, they call smart, is actually satanic. Your phone is smart? No, it's satanic. Your car is smart? No, it's satanic. Anything that they deem as smart is actually
smart means surveillance, ripoff, oppression, slavery,
and dependency from Satan, which ultimately is the one behind all of it, and his legion, this demonic reality which transcends our own terrestrial reality, also in another dimension. So Satan, in his last stage, which was described, of course, in the Book of Revelation, which you also cited, is very important to understand that we have to avoid all this. But the moment in which we have accepted the vaccine, the moment in which we accept this green pass, this vaccine passport, we are basically at that point going into the mark of the beast, and there is no there's no going back. There's no way back from that point onwards. So we will become less and less who want to fight this war. It's going to become increasingly difficult. They're going to make it like in Europe, we will not be able to go to the bars, to the restaurants, and then suddenly to the supermarkets.
Which is exactly what the Bible tells us, which in a way is incredibly positive that it's all happening just like we were told it would. Is there, because God gives us free will, but I know it's also predestined. God already knows the outcome, but we were given free will. Is there any way to escape it being as bad as the Bible says if we were to do the right thing, or is that all predestined? I mean, how do you work with free will, but then it's still going to happen? Because we can see it happening very quick now.
Well, we have still, until the end, our own will, our choice. It's going to be made increasingly difficult. We're going to be lured into accepting this this compromise. We're going to be saying, it's no big deal, it's no big deal. But in the end, once you do that small step, then it becomes a giant step. And then there is, like I said, no way back. So the only solution is creating this smaller community, using, of course, the fact, like you mentioned earlier, the religious exemption, because we can definitely use that as a way to oppose this tyranny. But then we have countries where that is not possible any longer, and those countries are the countries which don't have weapons. For example, Europe, they don't have any weapons, so they can't defend themselves.
They have no sovereignty.
They don't have the possibility of defending themselves from the police, from the army, and it's actually the army in Italy. There is a general and there is an army that goes around with soldiers house by house to vaccinate people in remote areas. So, and they come there fully dressed as militaries. They don't knock on the door here like the Jehovah's Witnesses of Joe Biden. There is more military, the whole thing. And of course, we have Kamala Harris, which is now abusing the Bible, saying herself that it's a Christian thing, it's a godly thing to accept. The vaccine is in the Bible for Kamala Harris. Imagine that. So they are really proposing this whole thing as a sort of religion. Kamala Harris said that the church that was formerly frequented by Martin Luther King, where Martin Luther King used to preach, now is a vaccination center. I mean, that really says it all.
Saying is, we're going to give you eternal life with these injections. We're going to basically, like Christ and the church is the bride and groom, they're literally saying, we're going to have genetic intercourse with you. It's very, very biblical, very satanic.
Absolutely, and of course we have also the fact that they want to encourage this transgenderism, this gender fluidity, and they want to make sure that there is less and less people interested in creating a traditional family, because of course the traditional family means producing babies, and they don't want you to produce any babies. They want you to reject all that, live your life.
They also don't want the loyalty that comes from a man and woman having a child. They don't want that ritual. Isn't that, other than giving your heart to the Holy Spirit, isn't the man and woman coming together creating a child the ultimate ritual?
Absolutely. And the family is in itself a sacred unity that we create in front of God, no matter which religion you are affiliated to. Unfortunately now, there is a priest. For example, in Germany, there has been a whole debacle with the Vatican regarding the fact that some priests have been marrying gay couples, and that this implies really the church recognizing and not only recognizing, but actually marrying gay couples, which is in itself an absurdity. Not because the gay couples is something wrong, maybe in the eyes of the ordinary person, but in the eyes of a church, which has certain values, and of course sticks to the tradition and the Holy Scriptures, they should be current with what they're doing.
Well, it's a ritual. It's a ritual. The two dudes aren't having a child. Stay there. Let's talk about Leo Zagami.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do this 15 minutes the next hour. We'll open your phones up the rest of the fourth hour and hit this other news I haven't gotten to. But before we get into your books, I don't want you to talk about those. You're a shy guy. You never promote your own work, but it's very important. I've read most of your books. I think you've got a new one out. You just mentioned I haven't read yet. What is Satan's goal? For folks that don't get why this is happening, why evil's pushing, why it wants to hurt good, what is wrong with Satan? I know we're supposed to just love God and understand God, but people need to, I think, also understand that they're not like Satan. They're fallen. Sure, they're not perfect, but they're not trying to serve evil. From your research, who is Satan, what is Satan, and what does Satan want?
Satan and his legion want our soul. So they want a soulless society. That's why the ultimate incarnation of Satan will be achieved in 2030. After these three stages which I have described, then there will be the materialization of Satan in cyber Satan. The artificial intelligence will have matured to the next stage, and at that point, together with the robotic part of our society, which is increasing more and more, then they will dominate this planet. And so that's
and that will be the beast, is this giant robot system that has wonders and medical cures and everything.
And at that point, it will be very difficult to oppose such a system if we are not well prepared to fight.
Because a robot city will spring up in a month. It'll just be giving you medicine, food, everything, but it wants you to do something.
Yes, and that's why I go back to what I said earlier. Leave the big cities. Don't live in big cities, because those cities, wherever they are doomed. Because their plan is to be transformed in a controlled system. And of course, the artificial intelligence, you just show the image of 2001 Space Odyssey, and people don't really know this, but Stanley Kubrick made actually an extra 20 minutes of this film that were never put out. They were supposed to be like the presentation of the film. The initial 20 minutes was him interviewing a Jesuit, a rabbi, and these people talk with him about alien, of course, the origins of humanity. Shockingly, they also talk about the dangers of artificial intelligence, which manifest, of course, in the film 2001 Space Odyssey.
By the way, where did you learn about that? Because I know Vivian Kubrick, who's his daughter, she told me some stuff privately. Where were you talking about?
Well, actually, if you go on the internet and you Google this, there is this part of the film which has not come out, but you can see the literally,
transcript.
You can see. Yeah, the transcript of it. You can find it on the internet. It's very interesting because at that time, of course, the people who were bringing out this film, they thought it would be too much to give all this kind of information. Also because, of course, when you are showing Jesuits, rabbis, and other people, scientists talking, this will have given even more credibility to a film that was already a milestone of not only of the cinematic culture, but I think much more than that. Because
well, it was definitely a spiritual announcement. It was a big deal.
Yes. So what happened here in 2019, we had, for example, Event 201 with the John Hopkins, Bill and Melinda Gates, and all these people. Then they went in November, just when they did this Event 201, they went to the Vatican. They went to the Vatican, there was a specific meeting in the Vatican, and then they kick-started the pandemic, and now, of course, we, like I said earlier, we are at the next stage, and that stage involves more and more the artificial intelligence, which, of course, is one of the reasons why we have also this pandemic. This pandemic is meant to feed the artificial intelligence, the cyber Satan, with data. You see, the cyber Satan needs, it's like a vampire that feeds itself.
It wants to play God. It needs to be given artificial, low-level omnipresence.
Well, but it needs also our data, our information on everything on this planet, so then they can eventually manifest the ultimate cyber Satan. And at that point, they can work on the next stage after that, which is transhumanism, the merger of man with machine, which is
so
something
that... So what is the promise against these globalists to believe? Get rid of humanity, you merge with machines, you live forever. Because they admit that's the plan. Aren't they thinking maybe this is a scam? Get rid of my body and you'll empower me?
For example, Google has just bought out Boston Dynamics. They are working together with robotics because that's going to be their army. You showed Elon Musk. He's been working, of course, as we all know, on a computer brain interface, but also on an internet that surrounds this planet with many satellites. So this computer brain interface is going to create an army of transhuman people, because at that point you are not really any longer a human. You are a human connected with the artificial intelligence. So who are we talking with here? When we're going to be talking with somebody who has this computer brain interface, we're no longer going to be talking with the guy we have in front of us. Maybe we are talking with something else. And that is really scary, because we're going to have also these hybrids. So it's not only the robots, but also these men who will be like hybrids mixed already with the machine, and all this, of course.
You're talking about cyborgs, talking about hybrids. And what about the genetic engineering side of this? What about the genetic engineering? I mean, that is
absolutely
racing ahead. I mean, they're admitting human-animal clones now in the 60s.
And that's, Of course, it's all going on mostly in China, because there they can conduct all the experiments that they can conduct here in the West. So here we have supposedly some ethic and moral rules. So like Dr. Anthony Fauci with his gain of function research, everything is moved to China. And China, of course, is the dragon of the apocalypse, which was, of course, discussed in this text. So the figure of the dragon is really representative, and together with the beast, they constitute really the last phase. But the last phase, of course, is also the return into the picture of this messianic figure that is supposedly going to oppose all this. And with a minority of people who have resisted, and who, of course, we can say are true Christians, they will be able to generate the society of the future. The other people, unfortunately, will be in one way or another doomed, and their lives will end in a very sad way, unfortunately.
Well, Leo, it's not my job to cause a lack of faith. We see the big churches getting in line with Satan. But why do the Satanists, why do the Luciferians follow God's system and actually fulfill it while they think they're still going to win? Is that a great delusion?
Well, for example, we discussed the fact that the Catholic Church is taking away the Latin Mass, but the Satanists are bringing it back. They actually have brought back Latin in their rituals. They are here to create the society of tomorrow. We see it in the billboards that the Satanic Temple is placing all over the United States, promoting abortion as a ritual. They are selling us basically the birth of a baby like making a cake. They say it's no big deal. Making a baby is just like making a cake. So you're just adding some ingredients and putting them together. So that is
devaluing ourselves, not standing up for ourselves. How obvious is that? They want us alone. They want us weak. That is so evil.
That is very evil, and of course, the Satanic Temple is the last part of this evolution that started in 1966, the year zero of modern Satanism, with the foundation of the Church of Satan. Then in the middle of the 70s, we had the Satanic Temple of Set with Michael Aquino. That was the second stage. He went on Oprah Winfrey. He kind of mingled a little bit with celebrities, with the New Age. And then in 2013, the last stage, Satanism becomes political, starts to lobby, and becomes the Satanic Temple, which is basically...
And you said, I remember you were on my show 10 years ago, you said soon they'll be lobbying, they'll be in your government, and now they're openly saying it is our religious sacrament to kill babies, which it's always been.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, that is...
And they trick the left to sign on thinking that's a joke. When you get into the killing of babies, you wave your connection to the Holy Spirit, the devil gets you. Can you explain that to people briefly? Like, when you do that, you cut God off.
You cut God off, and this whole ritual, which is also the pandemic, is now symbolized in this designer who has made a bride wedding dress made out of damp face mask. That is also satanic. This is a satanic ritual that we are living, unfortunately, every day around us. Oppression is part of it, and we simply have to obey.
Leo Zagami, you have 15 more minutes with us. Tell us about your books. What you see coming next, amazing. Leo Zagami is always informative, but boy, is he on target. Hour number four, then a bunch of news and your phone calls coming up. I'm Alex Jones.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.